Good morning, Aurel. Today is Thursday, 11th of October, and right now it's partly cloudy and 28 degrees Celsius, and the weather forecast for today says mostly cloudy in the morning, then overcast, with the temperatures ranging from low of 27 to high of 31, with a heat index of 36 degrees Celsius. It's supposed to be breezy with southerly winds at 5 to 25 km per hour. For later on, they predict partly cloudy, with winds from the south at 5 to 20 km per hour. Morning humidity was on 71 and will drop by noon on 61%. Moon is waning crescent, illuminated on 23%. From Resident Assembly Service, we got an invitation to ACT, the Collective Priorities and Values Action Meeting on Tuesday, 23rd of October at 4:30 p.m. at Unity Pavilion in International Zone. The meeting will invite participants to choose one of the following priorities: affordable housing, entry, participatory planning, or something else. Then the meeting will separate into action groups who will discuss goals and action plans for their priority and present them to the larger group. The groups will then report back in 2 weeks of the progress of their proposed actions. The Resident Assembly Service will report back to the community on the progress of the project, and for more information you can call 948-6623-749 or write to rasservice@oroville.org. And here's a joint announcement from the Working Committee and the Oroville Foundation on ID cards for registered residents of Oroville, which means Orovillians. The Working Committee, in association with the Oroville Foundation office, will be issuing identity cards for all the registered residents of Oroville. The identity card will be issued under the signature of the Secretary, Oroville Foundation, and it can be used as a proof of identity in various places. Photographs for the identity cards will be taken in the Oroville Foundation office from Monday, October 15, on all working days between 2 p.m. to 4:30 p.m. They are planning to have 50 residents photographed on each day. The residents would be photographed on a first-come, first-served basis. Tokens with approximate time and date of visit would be issued at the front desk of the Oroville Foundation office every day from Monday, October 15 onwards. On Sunday, 14th of October at 7:30 p.m. at Sri Aurobindo Auditorium Bar at Niva's Pavilion of Indian Culture in International Zone, Arpana presents Sitar Recital by Basab Sen, accompanied by Manoj Bardhan on tabla. Oroville Kitchen Garden Project, the episode 7th, will happen on Saturday from 3 to 5 p.m. This week is Sabina's Garden at Transition School. They will meet at 3 p.m. at parking lot, and as always, Krishna will be there to share his knowledge of permaculture and own experience at Solitude Farm, while the rest of the regular team will provide good energy and human power. Anyways, welcome to join, but they ask you to bring tools if you have. And tomorrow at Solitude Farm, vegan sushi dinner with Yamadas. Yes, Yamadas, Anna, Tiago and Namo are back, and so also the Earth Healing Songs are back every Monday. The first one will happen on 15th of October to celebrate life. And that will be special evening with Yamadas, Anisha, Tiago and Namo and friends at Vindara Farm of Terra Soul Community. Program consists of jam session at 6 p.m. and organic dinner will be served at 7 p.m. Delicious yummy food from their garden. And then at 8 p.m. earth healing chanting around the fire. Success team meetings are there for supporting each other to get our things done. Visions, missions and projects that can change the world around us need a lot of support, because it takes more than aspiration to make a vision come true. Many of us have small or big social projects in our hands. Why not support each other to get our things done? Success team meetings are their way of sustaining our own projects and supporting each other. This is an invitation for us to participate in this powerful and well-tested process. Since March, they have been organizing regular success team sessions at Pichandi Kulam. Together with Village Action and other social entrepreneurs, they formed a group where each one brings concrete challenges and questions from their own projects, and together they brainstorm for a fixed amount of time. This way, each participant gets an attention and intensive advice from the group. It seems to be an effective method for co-counseling and co-creation, and helps the member think out of the box while getting things done. Anyone with social change project in the Auroville bioregion is welcome to attend, provided they commit to attend regularly. The first time you will be asked to start as an observer, then you can introduce your own project and tap into the collective resources within the group. They meet every other Wednesday from 9:30 to 12:30 at Pichandi Kulam Eco Storm. Next dates are 17 and 31st of October. And more details you can ask at aurovillehub@gmail.com. Kalabumi Studio team shares with the community music studio update, in which they would like to say a big thank you to everyone involved in last week's fundraising event. The evening was a great success and all the supports and donations were very much appreciated. The studio will reopen soon. The painting is now finished and the carpenters are working on the final floor repair. For all bands, teachers and students that would like to be part of the new schedule, they're asking you to send a mail to kalabumistudiogroup@gmail.com. They're asking you also to include your preferred timings and days, as well as the name of your group. At the Chiro Urbino Auditorium Bar at News tomorrow at 7:30 p.m. they will screen an Iranian film, The Song of Sparrows, directed by Majid Majidi and made in USA in 2008. And at the Eco Film Club in Sadana Forest tomorrow at 7 p.m. we can see a BBC documentary, Planet Earth, Mountains, made in 2006 and narrated by David Attenborough. Tonight at 8 p.m. at Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall within Antonioni series, they will screen drama mystery romance, The Passenger, made in Italy in 1975, of course directed by Michelangelo Antonioni, and with Jack Nicholson and Maria Schneider. On Saturday we can see an international drama, Tokyo Sonata, made in Japan in 2008 by director Kiyoshi Kurosawa. And children's film on Sunday at 4:30 p.m. will screen animation adventure comedy Despicable Me, made in USA in 2010 by director Pierre Coffin. And later on at 8 p.m. at Cine Club we can see Akira Kurosawa drama action thriller Sanjuro, made in Japan in 1962. The human being is made of different parts, sometimes clearly separated. They can unite only under the psychic influence and action. Persist in your endeavor and you are sure to succeed. Blessings. The words of the mother, volume 14. Thank you for listening us and you can contact us on auroradio.org.